The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, 5-7 in Sydney, 5-6 in Brisbane. Let's go to Adam in London. The Duke of Edinburgh has given up his licence, but do they prosecute royalty on these things, Adam?
There's an interesting question, because we know the Crown Prosecution Service was looking into it and might still look into the car crash. Remember, he said he was blinded by the sun, and essentially he wrote a note of apology. So the Duke of Edinburgh kind of accepted that he was to blame.
Just to interrupt you there, as I understand it, Adam, the car that the Duke was driving ran right across the road.
Yeah, pretty much, and into another car that was coming up the road.
Yeah.
He came charging out of the exit of the Sandringham estate and kind of careered into another car, basically. And a passenger in the other car broke her wrist. So, frankly, giving up the driving licence probably ends any potential embarrassment. Of course, being the Crown Prosecution Service, essentially, it could have been his wife bringing the charges in a sort of roundabout way, you understand.
Absolutely.
But, no doubt he'll miss his sense of freedom. But also, we won't get that fabulous photo. Only 3 years ago, do you remember, the Queen and the Obamas, when Prince Philip was driving them around Windsor, blokes in the front and the birds in the back. It was just brilliant, and we won't get any more of that, sadly.
No, you're absolutely right. What's this fraud story?
Well, yeah, it's all about fraud with these. Yeah, the government is going to introduce a new law, they say, to allow jail terms and hefty fines for the bosses of companies who are guilty of treating pension funds with, as they put it, reckless abandon. Frankly, I'd have thought they had the law already, but anyway, they are considering something new. I think it's the idea that they could punish it with jail terms. And the National Fraud Intelligence Bureau has reported today a record rise in romance fraud. I mean, ahead of Valentine's Day, but they say last year there were 4,500 victims conned out of an average of £11,000 each, 50 million quid. It's often about people pretending that they're in
That's
love
it.
With you. Oh, could you lend us some money?
That's
and
it.
Lo and behold.
Absolutely. We had a story about that here at the weekend. Big story. Just a quick one on the old gent.
Yeah, we've had a few of these, sadly, haven't we? When, I don't know if it's dementia means more of these, but a funeral for a man about whom almost nothing was known. 85-year-old Terence Filer. He died at a care home in Cornwall. No known friends or relatives. Absolutely no clues about his former life, apart from one thing. He had a plastic box full of cowboy-style belt buckles. So the funeral directors did a sort of country and western thing with Take Me Home Country Roads. Kind of sweet, but nice, I suppose, that at least 60 people, 60 complete strangers turned up
lovely.
To take part in it.
Absolutely. Yes, well done. Well done, Adam. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.